KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today we're going to conclude our six-part series on caregiving, and with us is Buffalo Hill Terrace Executive Director Carla Wilton.
Hi, John. It's crazy that this 6 weeks has gone by quickly.
Slid by.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to tackle a tough one today, though, dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we are. It's, I think when you think of caregiving, sometimes it's a short event, right? You have a terminal diagnosis and you have a few months or maybe a year to kind of figure stuff out. This, what we're going to talk about today, dementia and other chronic diseases, really could span years, right? And so the toll on the caregiver is different than an acute episode.
Well, let's start with some definitions.
Yes.
First of all, what is dementia?
So dementia is the umbrella term for 60 to 70 different types of diseases that cause memory loss. So we hear Alzheimer's, you know, that is one type of dementia. But there are literally, 60 to 70 different types of dementia.
Why is it that Alzheimer's seems to be the one that we hear about most?
You know, it's the disease that when doctors rule out all other reasons for memory loss, then they call it Alzheimer's disease. So
okay.
it's probably, the most typical if there's not something else causing the memory loss.
So is dementia always related to memory loss?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And it's different than normal memory loss, right? I think we all get nervous because we all forget stuff. But I heard someone with early onset dementia, he actually had Alzheimer's disease, and he talked about, when you and I forget something, if we sort of retrace our steps or think about it long enough, it will come back. With dementia, it's as if it never existed. So they can think and think and think, and it's not going to come back because it never was there.
It's like a total erasure then.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So now we understand what dementia is. Let's understand about chronic illnesses. Exactly what is that?
Yeah. So there's all kinds of chronic illnesses. There's, cancer can... you can go through treatment and then be cancer-free, and then, in a few years it comes back. So it can be a chronic illness. Parkinson's disease, because of some of the medications, it's slowed down. And so it can go for a long time, multiple sclerosis, strokes. Sometimes you have a stroke, and then with therapies and stuff, you come back to a baseline. COPD, arthritis, diabetes. There's some disabilities from birth, like cerebral palsy, autism, some developmental disabilities. These are things that people live with and often live fairly successfully and independently, but over time become more and more dependent so that they need caregiving. But it can be a lot of years of managing these chronic diseases.
So we're talking dementia and chronic illnesses. So the next thing I think we want to discuss is what a family does once a diagnosis is made. Mm-hmm. And that's next.
Okay.
Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Carla Wilton is the executive director of Buffalo Hill Terrace. And Carla, talk with us a little bit about what a family does once one of these diagnoses has come into our lives.
Yeah, I think the first thing a family does is manage the shock, right? And sometimes you just need some time to let it sink in. It's sort of like, you know, in the grief process, we need to get to that acceptance, and it takes a while. And with all each family member, that the road to acceptance might look different and take different amounts of time. But once we can get there and kind of wrap our mind around it, it's important that we gather as much information about whatever the disease is, because especially some of these chronic illnesses, with the right treatment, like I said, someone can live well, you know, for a long period of time. And so the sooner you get a diagnosis and a treatment plan, the better. And so you know, looking at your options, getting a second opinion, thinking about what the remaining strengths are, and really building on those strengths instead of focusing so much on the weakness. You know, I think that...
Well, Carla, how long generally does it take for someone to have a diagnosis, let's say for dementia, yeah, and it become a point where it's debilitating?
So the average age that someone lives with dementia is 7 to 10 years. And okay, the more, you know, I've talked to a lot of families, and they can sort of look back and say, you know, there was some strange stuff happening, you know, 5, 7 years ago. I probably didn't notice until, you know, really put it all together until 2 or 3 years. So it's sort of a slow coming on, of especially with dementia. And when a person, when it starts with someone, they are often covering by making lists or writing themselves notes, or in a marriage relationship, you'll often see someone who's experiencing the early stages of memory loss deferring to their partner a lot to answer questions. Like in a group setting, you know, you might see them withdrawing more and allowing their spouse to answer questions, to say someone's name. You know, they meet somebody in the grocery store, and so deferring to that. So it's a long period of time, and oftentimes it becomes this kind of habit between partners, and so the spouse might not notice for a while either that it's actually a memory loss.
And so by the time we realize we have a problem, we have a problem.
Yeah, oftentimes it's a traumatic incident, right? It's a crisis that really alerts us, especially with dementia. So, you know, a burner gets left on, or someone, you know, drives to the store that they've been going to for 20 years and can't find their way home, or they get up in the middle of the night and for whatever reason go take a walk outside and can't find their way home. So oftentimes it's a crisis situation that alerts the family to, this is a big deal, we need to pay attention.
It's usually that's what happens. So affecting the family,
yeah,
it's rough. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely rough, and it's a hard thing to look at a parent or somebody who has you know, kind of been your guidance in life and realize that that person is no longer to fill that role anymore.
Absolutely. I think that is, I mean, there's lots of difficult things about,
yeah,
about dementia specifically, but that is the hardest thing.
We don't have a cure for that, do we?
We don't have a cure for it.
Will we ever?
I don't know. You hope so. I mean, there's lots of research being done, and there's medications out there that can slow it down, but there's not a cure, and it's very difficult. It's they call it, you know, the longest death, right? Because you're slowly watching this person slip away from you, and it's very difficult on the family. Really, that grief process is extended, because you're constantly grieving all of the what ifs, you know. Yeah.
Carla Wilton's our guest, and she is the executive director of Buffalo Hill Terrace. So how do we get all this together, and we need to get a plan? And we'll talk about how you go about starting that plan right after this. When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, it's to recover. Then the retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Carla Wilton is with us. She is executive director of Buffalo Hill Terrace. So, what's our plan?
Well, I think the first thing to acknowledge is that this is a really hard journey to walk alone. And, you know, we've talked about in previous weeks about really looking at what your resources are. So, again, first, who are those people in your network circle that you can reach out to? But then also, what's some professional support you need? So, you know, for dementia, there's the Alzheimer's Association. You know, we have locally a dementia support group at Buffalo Hill Terrace. The third Monday of every month, the Agency on Aging has some resources. There's respite programs out there because, like I said, this is a long journey, right? We're not talking about an acute terminal diagnosis where you just have 6 weeks and you just want to spend all your time there with someone. This can be years. And so having some respite opportunities in place where the primary caregiver can get away. Written resources, there's books out there, the 36-hour day, family moments. There's some, sometimes it's just good to read someone else's journey to give you some hope and inspiration so that you know you're not alone. Again, people's faith community becomes very important. So just, I think that first, that acknowledgement that, yeah, this is going to be rough and there is no way that I can walk this journey by myself.
If it's Alzheimer's, there's a point here where the caregiver is simply going to have to turn it over to the professionals.
Yeah, and it's hard to know when that is, right? And it's different for everybody. Now, there are some families who are able to manage someone at home through the end of the disease, but it gets, especially with dementia, gets really difficult because it is a 24/7 thing, and you can't even, you know, it's scary to go to sleep because you're, people get their days and nights mixed up oftentimes with dementia. And so, you know, you're nervous about them getting up and going outside. And so there does become a point where you either need to bring a professional caregiver in to help you get some respite, or you need to look for a community that specializes in dementia care.
And these communities oftentimes are filled up.
Yeah, so we opened the lodge at Buffalo Hill in July of 2017, and we have been full. It was full within about 10 weeks, and mm-hmm. we have been full since we opened, and that's pretty, there's some other communities in the valley, and yeah, they stay pretty full. So even if your plan is to keep someone at home, it would be really smart earlier on in the disease to go out and visit some communities so that you have a plan in place.
And get on the waiting list.
Yeah, and get on the waiting list, yeah.
Because inevitably, you're going to need it.
Right, yep. And when you need it now.
Yeah.
Because it's typically because something has happened, you know, a crisis has taken place. Yeah.
Well, we have completed the 6 series now, the 6-part series in all this, and it's a lot of material. If we missed anything, how can we...
Yeah, it has been a lot. I was just telling someone this morning that, you know, it's a challenge to squeeze. We typically do each of these sessions in an hour and a half, and we've squeezed them into 15 minutes. And in some ways, it's harder to do this in 15 minutes than an hour and a half. But we are on April 2nd at Buffalo Hill Terrace at 2:00 in the afternoon. We are going to have kind of a caregiving 101 overview where people who've been listening for the last 6 weeks, we invite you to come and, you know, ask questions. I'll be doing kind of a synopsis of the 6 weeks, and then provide an opportunity for people to get some questions answered. We'll also, you know, have some written materials that people can take home. We have also been archiving these six sessions, and so folks can go back and listen if they missed any. But yeah, we'd love to see you at Buffalo Hill Terrace on April 2nd.
All right. Carla Wilton, thank you so much for all your hard work in putting this together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a privilege.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.